Boker Tov, good morning everyone. It's Wednesday morning and we're back with some Kisser Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tzedakah, the laws of giving charity, Perek Lamed Dalet, and we're up to Halacha Hey. Harod Zelazakos La'atzmo, somebody who wishes to bring extra merit to himself, somebody wants to do something really good. Yachof Es Yitzro Hara, V'yarchiv Yado, should push back against his Yetzer Hara, against his inclination for bad, and widen his hands generously. And not only give tzedakah, but whenever he gives tzedakah, whenever he spends money on any sort of mitzvah, he should give it from his choicest and his nicest things. So for example, in bana base tefillah, if a person is contributing to the building of a shul, make the shul even more beautiful than one's home. One's instincts, or perhaps the Kitzur says one's Yetzer Hara, might tell him, I want my home to be even more beautiful than a shared space or than a communal space. The Kitzur says the proper way is to make the shul even nicer than our homes. If you're feeding somebody who's hungry, providing food for the needy, give him from your best and your sweetest foods. Don't just give him the leftovers because he'll take it because he's hungry. Give him from your best foods. Do the mitzvah in the highest possible way. Kisa arum, yichaseo mea yafesh abichsuso. If you're providing clothes for those who can't afford clothing, give them from the best of clothing that you have. Don't just give them your leftovers, your hand-me-downs, but give them the nicest clothing. Hikdish davar yakdish mea yafesh abinachasav. Anything that you sanctify or that you donate towards some holy cause should always be given from the best of your possessions. V'chein hu omer kol chelav l'Hashem. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, in regards specifically to karbanos, that the choicest meats of the karban of the animal are burned on the Mizbeach, are given to Hashem, so to speak. But the Kitzur learns from there, derives that it's not just a halacha of karbanos or of meat, but in any aspect, in any mitzvah, where we're giving something of ourselves, we should always give from our best. Now, of course, the basic mitzvah of tzedakah is just to give, is just to provide somebody who's in need with food or with clothing. That's why this halacha began with Harotze Lizakos Liatzmos, somebody who wants to accrue special merit, someone wants to do the mitzvah in the highest, greatest possible way. Hopefully we all want to, at least as best we can, do mitzvahs in the greatest possible way, so then we shouldn't just give, but we should give generously, and we should give for him the best that we have. Halacha Vav, Anosim Levanav Uvnosav HaGadolim She'enu Chayav B'mezonosayim. Somebody who spends money on their sons or daughters, their children, who are already grown up, and according to the Kitzur, imagine this, grown up in this context refers to somebody who's over the age of six, Shehem Yosef Ribbenei Sheish Shanim. Technically, Midrabanan, according to, once a child passes the age of six, a parent is no longer obligated in the same way to provide food and support for them. Back in the day, kids were different, I guess. Kedei lelamed es abanim Torah, lehanik es abanos b'derech yishara. So if somebody's spending their hard-earned money to provide specifically Torah education for their children, even though they're above six, and therefore technically maybe I'm not obligated to, so the kids is going to say technically, if need be, that can even be taken from my miser money. V'chein anosin matanos la'aviv, somebody who provides for his parents. She'ino yachal afarneso rak mimos tzedakah shlo, if he can't afford to pay for the things that they need otherwise without dipping into his tzedakah money, v'him tzrichim lekach, and they need this, harei zebech lal tzedakah, that also can be included as part of tzedakah. In other words, part of kibud avim, honoring one's parents, includes, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, ma'chilu, ma'vishehu, to provide food and to provide clothing and to help them with their basic needs. But technically, the Gemara says that it doesn't have to come at the financial cost or expense of the child. In other words, it would be my responsibility to make sure that if they want food, that I make sure they can get that food. But it would be the parents' responsibility, technically, to provide the money to pay for that food. The Kitzur says if the parents don't have the money to provide, so next best would be the child to generously give of his money to his parents. And if the child can't afford to spend his money to support them as well, then he can take it from his tzedakah money to provide for his parents as well. But not only that, the Kitzur says, "V'lo od ela she'tzarech la'akdim al-acherim." If that is the situation, that one's parents or children need financial support and they can't get it elsewhere, then not only are you allowed to use the child or the parent their tzedakah money to support the other, but they would have to. That would take precedence over all other poor people. Tzedakah starts first with those closest to us and branches out from there. Afilu eno bino velo aviv, even if it's not your child or your parent, alekrovo, but some other relative in your family, who quote him lechol adam, that person would take precedence to somebody who's not a part of your family. Vaniye beso kod milaniye iro, If you have others, non-family members who are living in your home, they take precedence over those who don't. Needy people, poor people in your own city take precedence over poor people from other cities. As the pasuk says, the pasuk that we've been discussing the past few days, pasach, tiftach, esyadcha, you should open your hand generously to those who are in need. So it says, la'achicha, to your brother, la'aniyacha, u'levioncha, bi'artzecha, to the poor people in your place, in your land. And therefore we derive from the pasuk that there is a hierarchy, that each person has to make sure that first and foremost he takes care of himself, his immediate family, his extended family, those who are in his home, those who are in his city, and if he has more and more, he should branch out accordingly. Aval, however, in conclusion, gabai tzedakah, mechalikas tzedakah, if somebody is the gabai in charge of communal tzedakah funds and distributing to those in need, tzarich lizar shelo yarbe dekrov av yosim l'shaar aniyim. Since he is distributing funds that's been collected for the community, of course, he has to make sure and be very careful not to give more money, not to show any sort of favoritism to his personal relatives. When it comes to his own personal tzedakah money, of course, he could or should choose to spend that first and foremost on his family, but when he's distributing communal funds, he has to distribute it equally to all of those in need. Have a wonderful day.